On that day, King Ahasuerus gave to Esther all that belonged to Haman the slanderer. The king called Mordecai, for Esther had told that he was related to her. The king took the ring which he had taken away from Haman and gave it to Mordecai. Esther appointed Mordecai over all that had been Haman's. She spoke yet again to the king and fell at his feet and implored him to undo Haman's mischief and all that he had done against the Jews. Then the king extended the golden scepter to Esther, and Esther arose to stand near the king. Esther said, "If it seems good to you, and I have found favor in your sight, let an order be sent that the letters sent by Haman may be reversed, letters that were written for the destruction of the Jews who were in your kingdom. How could I see the affliction of my people, and how could I survive the destruction of my kindred?" Then the king said to Esther, "If I have given and freely granted you all that was Haman's, and hanged him on a gallows because he laid his hands upon the Jews, what more do you seek? Write in my name whatever seems good to you, and seal it with my ring, for whatever is written at the command of the king and sealed with my ring cannot be countermanded." So the scribes were called in the first month, which is Nisan, on the 23rd day of the same year, and orders were written to the Jews, whatever the king had commanded to the local governors and chiefs of the local governors, from India even to Ethiopia, 127 local governors, according to the several provinces, in their own languages. They were written by order of the king, sealed with his ring, and the letters were sent by the couriers. In Yamnem he charged them to use their own laws in every city, to help each other, and to treat their adversaries and those who attacked them as they pleased. On one day in all the kingdom of Ahasuerus, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is Adar. Let the copies be posted in conspicuous places throughout the kingdom. Let all the Jews be ready against this day to fight against their enemies. The following is a copy of the letter containing orders. The great King Ahasuerus sends greetings to the rulers of provinces in 127 local governance regions, from India to Ethiopia, even to those who are faithful to our interests. Many who have been frequently honored by the most abundant kindness of their benefactors have conceived ambitious designs and not only endeavor to hurt our subjects, but moreover, not being able to bear prosperity, they also endeavor to plot against their own benefactors. They not only would utterly abolish gratitude from among men, but also, elated by the boastings of men who are strangers to all that is good, they suppose that they would escape the sin-hating vengeance of the ever-seeing Elohim. And often evil exhortation has made partakers of the guilt of shedding innocent blood, and has involved in irremediable calamities many of those who had been appointed to offices of authority, who had been entrusted with the management of their friends' affairs, while men, by the false sophistry of an evil disposition, have deceived the simple goodwill of the ruling powers. And it is possible to see this, not so much from more ancient traditional accounts, as it is immediately in your power to see it by examining what things have been wickedly perpetrated by the baseness of men unworthily holding power. It is right to take heed with regard to the future, that we may maintain the government in undisturbed peace for all men, adopting needful changes, and ever judging those cases which come under our notice with truly equitable decisions. For whereas Haman, a Macedonian, the son of Hamadatha, in reality an alien from the blood of the Persians, and differing widely from our mild course of government, having been hospitably entertained by us, obtained so large a share of our universal kindness as to be called our father, and to continue the person next to the royal throne, reverenced of all. He, however, overcome by pride, endeavored to deprive us of our dominion and our life, having by various and subtle artifices demanded for destruction both Mordecai, our deliverer and perpetual benefactor, and Esther, the blameless consort of our kingdom, along with their whole nation. For by these methods he thought, having surprised us in a defenseless state, to transfer the dominion of the Persians to the Macedonians. But we find that the Jews, who have been consigned to destruction by the most abominable of men, are not malefactors, but living according to the most just laws, and being the sons of the living Elohim, the most high and mighty, who maintains the kingdom, to us as well as to our forefathers, in the most excellent order. You will therefore do well in refusing to obey the letter sent by Haman, the son of Hamadatha, because he who has done these things has been hanged with his whole family at the gates of Susa, Almighty Elohim having swiftly returned to him a worthy punishment. We enjoin you then, having openly published a copy of this letter in every place, to give the Jews permission to use their own lawful customs, and to strengthen them, that on the 13th of the 12th month Adar, on the selfsame day, they may defend themselves against those who attack them in a time of affliction. For in the place of the destruction of the chosen race, Almighty Elohim has granted them this time of gladness. Therefore you also, among your notable feasts, must keep a distinct day with all festivity, that both now and hereafter it may be a day of deliverance to us, and who are well disposed toward the Persians, but to those that plotted against us a memorial of destruction. And every city and province collectively, which shall not do accordingly, shall be consumed with vengeance by spear and fire. It shall be made not only inaccessible to men, but most hateful to wild beasts and birds forever. Let the copies be posted in conspicuous places throughout the kingdom, and let all the Jews be ready against this day to fight against their enemies. So the horsemen went forth with haste to perform the king's commands. The ordinance was also published in Susa. Mordecai went out robed in royal apparel, wearing a golden crown and a diadem of fine purple linen. The people in Susa saw it and rejoiced. The Jews had light and gladness in every city and province where the ordinance was published. Wherever the proclamation took place, the Jews had joy and gladness, feasting and mirth. Many of the Gentiles were circumcised and became Jews for fear of the Jews.